Proclamation number 8886 of 23rd of November, 1964. God must not be doubted as a giver. I myself address you, your God and Father from eternity. The greatest spirit of infinity, the creator of all things, who also created you himself and whose nature is supremely perfect. This eternally greatest spirit of heaven and earth inclines towards you, because you are radiated sparks of light from him, therefore approach your exit out of the fire of my love and therefore are also in your original substance the same, as I myself. I have given you a being, I have let I-conscious beings arise out of me, which I want to make endlessly happy, which also can no longer pass away, because what is out of me remains eternally, although it can change in the meantime. But this is a short state compared to eternity. And this interim change brings about the highest, that I can call, children my own. Beings, which in free will have completely assimilated themselves to my original being and are therefore perfect, just as their Father in heaven is perfect. Because my nature is not subject to any limitation, because therefore a constant increase of perfection is also possible, the created being will also strive for ever higher perfection. Thus it knows no limits to its striving as soon as it has once reached the degree of perfection. And the being is then perfect when it has become love, which is my original substance. But the fact that it can constantly increase this degree of love and eternally finds no limitation is simply incomprehensible to you humans, who still dwell in a state of limitation. Just as you will never understand that this highest and most perfect spirit of infinity bends down to speak to you. But if you would just once let my divine love power have an effect on you in a very small measure, then you would be the most happy creatures, and if now my love power would be given to you in fullness, then also my speech would be understandable to you, which finds in it, in which I, an incomparable happiness to be able to exchange, myself, with you, my creatures, through the word. Because whether also an endless number of beings has come out of me, so the individual being is still just as important to me, exactly because I know no limitation and every being possesses my whole affection. But you humans are in a state of interim chandra, which you have created for yourselves in free will, but which you also have to revoke in free will in order to become again what you were in the beginning. But in this state you are without knowledge, without light. And I seek to bring you a little light, that is why I speak to you, and because you are without knowledge, because you are blind in spirit, I seek a suitable vessel for myself, which catches my rays of love power, and now speak through this to you. Only ever with the aim of giving you back the lost knowledge. Who now accepts my word, he will soon have escaped this state. He will again strive for me myself and strive to become perfect. He will have returned to his Father from eternity. He will strive to constantly come closer to me, and he will be happy unlimitedly. The fact that I address you myself also has its special reason in the forthcoming dissolution of the earth. For there is the danger that many beings prolong the state in which they now stay, that the banishment in matter is in store for them again. And although there is no concept of time and space for me, although before me 1,000 years are like a day, so have mercy on me for your lot, you who still feel time endless in the state of agonies, and I want to help you to become free of it. But do not doubt that I speak to you myself, but accept everything as pure truth, which is its start from me. I am only concerned about your well-being, and I will help you all if you want to accept my help, but I cannot put your will under compulsion. Yet my words should suffice you, and if you know who speaks to you, then no doubts may befall you, for he who is Lord over heaven and earth, who has a claim on you and wants to lead you back again, he also knows the right ways. But his word is the surest and quickest way to reach him, and if you just keep to what I announce to you, then he can shorten your way very much. It will lead to me and to bliss. It will put you back into the state as you were in the beginning. Amen.